Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is going to be on sound healing music. I'm going to be talking a little bit about sound healing production, but also talking about, you know, how to choose music that works for you throughout the day and throughout your evening and for different situations as well. And we're going to go through quite a few songs here. The intention is that you might find exactly the music you need throughout your life, throughout your day, throughout whenever you play music, and also find music in your head that you like, that your thoughts and your voice are creating. It's our intention for today's show. Before we get started, I've got a couple of things coming up. We've got another weekend seminar next weekend with Randy Masters and Jan Sircone and various others on sound and consciousness. It's about raising consciousness with sound. It's a weekend seminar from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night for $250 for the whole weekend, or you can take individual classes as well. And then starting September 8th, we've got our next semester of the Sound Healing Certificate Program starting here at the Institute. We also have the Sound Healing Music Production course beginning at the Institute as well. And then we've got the classes online that you can join just about any time. Good time to start back up is, let's see, August 28th this week. Waiting for it to come up. Let's see. Yeah, you could start on August 29th, this coming Saturday, or you could start on September 15th to do the online program. And it's working out really well. We've got one guy from Greece, one from Hungary, one from Florida, two from Texas, and all over now. So if you're interested, let us know. You can give us a call at 800-9000-MIX, M-I-X, 800-9000-MIX. Or you can email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. That's about it. Of course, we're still doing treatments in our sound therapy center. We do a root frequency entrainment treatment. We can now do that root frequency determination to figure out your frequency over the phone. We do that for $40, and we send you a CD. It's included with the payment. Yeah, you get a CD in the key of you. And we're now doing that on the phone. We're also selling crystal bowls and sound tables as well, if you might be interested. So we've got the first song I want to play. I'm going to be playing a lot of music here, just little demos. By the way, all of the songs that that we've done now are on the web, and there are demos on the web, so you can always play and check out each song on the web now. I just added another 7 or 8 last week. So if you ever want to check out the songs that we sell, you can check them out on the web. The first song that I have is Antidepressant. And what I've done is created a song with is as much odd harmonics, which are activating harmonics within sound. So I've chosen sounds that have activation a little bit, not edgy, but activating. But not enough, not so activating that they make you nervous. I've got a weak nervous system, so I was really careful to not overdo it to activate. Because the idea for antidepressant is to activate, to energize. But also, when I was doing this song, I set my intention to be able to tune into what is really needed. And what I get almost each time when I'm working on something is people just need love. So I brought in the pure love of a cello. And even though I'm doing a lot of activating sounds with activating rhythms, high frequencies as well to activate, a lot of high frequencies, I've got a cello that is holding the peace aspect, the love and peace aspect throughout. And so it's a really sweet song, even if you're not depressed or if even you're just feeling a little down. I mean, you know, there's also the aspect that to be down, it's okay to get down sometimes, get down to the ground, you know, as long as you don't go too far. You know, it's sometimes it's what you have to do to be able to regenerate. So anyway, this is antidepressant, and it's just a short demo here. No, enjoy. Included a binaural beat in alpha in this song to activate, to really entrain the brain into a active, peaceful state. And another aspect that I did in this song that I feel is really important when doing healing aspect is to walk people up through the full octave of notes. So in the middle of the song, two or three times, I'll actually walk through the full octave, through each one of the notes, step by step, up to, I think, a high C. And the idea of that is to activate each chakra, to activate every aspect, and to give people every frequency and every note, because there's a basic concept in sound healing that originated apparently from Alfred Tomatis, and that is that we need all frequencies. Each frequency is a nutrient, and when we are deprived of that frequency, or when our ear turns that frequency down, we can develop not only learning disabilities, but also it causes weaknesses in different organs. Also, different organs can cause different frequencies to be weak in our system. So the idea is to give the full range of frequencies so that people can get the nutrients that they're missing. Sometimes what happens is it's been shown that when somebody has a parent that has a certain annoying frequency, like, our ear automatically EQs out or turns that frequency down. And then the rest of our life, we're deprived of that nutrient. So I really believe that kids with autism are just stuck on a certain frequency. They don't have the full frequency range going on. So in this song, I try to walk people through the full range of frequencies to open up any area that might be deprived or just feeling weak or missing a frequency. Okay? So that's antidepressant. The next CD I want to play a demo for is the Nutrient Energetic CD that we did for The Living Matrix. The Living Matrix is a movie that came out a few months ago that's about a new paradigm of healing. It talks about morphogenic fields that actually control the movement of energy from different organs or between organs or different parts through the body and from one part of the body to another. So they've determined that there's no way the brain is quick enough to handle all the different parts, everything that's going on in the body at once. So they believe now there's a higher brain that's handling all of the aspects of our body. And it may not even be in our, in fact, it's known it's not even in our brain. It may even be in the ether, in the magnetic field, or in our own field around us. And it also talks a lot about the placebo effect and how important that is and how we can use our mind to actually make ourselves healthy and how science has proven how well it works. In fact, they say that if we were to incorporate the placebo effect into actual hospitals, we could actually reduce the rate of problems, or if we could just incorporate it at home, we could actually reduce our medical our whole medical cost by 30%, because that's how much the placebo effect comes into play. They've proven is 30%. We're not even utilizing that. The movie also talks about the heart and how important it is, and how when we get information coming in, our heart actually perceives it before we even get that information. They've proven that our heart actually can see into the future, can actually see what's coming. And then our heart gets the information and transmits it to the brain, which then transmits it to the rest of our body. It's a really interesting movie. And for this movie, it was a company called Nutra Energetics that actually did the movie, produced the movie. And they actually have a program that sends electronic signals through the body that ping different organs. Actually, they send quantum fields through the body. And over 15 years, they've come up with archetypal healing modes. And they have these numbers, which are 10 or 12 numbers, that represent the archetypal healing modes that they've come up with over years of sending these signals through the body and checking out how different organs respond. And they gave me the notes to use to for each of one of the numbers within the 12 numbers of the archetypal healing mode. So they gave me like 8 notes that I could use for one. If there's a one in the quantum field number, then they gave me 8 different notes for 2 and so forth all the way up to 9. And then I had to figure out which notes I could play that would be harmonious and would create an actual harmonious melodic or chord structure, a chord progression through the song. Some of the songs I actually used the notes as the chord progression of the song. Other songs, I would write a song and then put the notes of the quantum fields in the background. So I would be hitting those notes, and I would be in a key that would hit them. So embedded in each of these songs is the quantum healing mode of these archetypal healing fields. It's like having a homeopathic remedy in the song. But not only that, when I did each song, I set my intention and my whole, I just got the whole feeling of the song, of the healing mode in my system, and then played the music that came from that feeling. And then when I was working on it, if I came up with anything that didn't resonate well with that healing mode, then I would erase it, you know. So I'll walk you through each one of these songs. There's about 12 songs on this CD. And let's see, I'll give you the overall layout first. There's Wrong one. Let me pull up. Here we go. Okay. So first we have Source. It's like the cosmic ohm. And the second, I'm not going to be playing all the songs. I'll just give you the list of songs that are here on this CD. Emotional Stress Release, Confidence Heart, Energetic Detox, EMF Protection, Chill and Rejuvenation, Mental Clarity, Creative Spirit, Sexual Energy, Unconditional Love, Polarity, Source Polarity, and Big Field Alignment, and Sleep Well. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and play this CD, and I'll point out which song is which as we go. Okay. Enjoy. This first song is Source on the NES edit. Detox for detoxing heavy metals. sexual energy, which is about, starts with the breath. Nice to end on those high notes. It's nice to even take them up an octave or two higher in your head. So when you get to the going up another octave, and then up one more octave. Tricky, but that is higher consciousness. Okay. So each one of these songs is about also holding intention, because when you hold intention while recording and mixing the song, if you're holding intention 100% of the time as if in a trance, then that energy really gets transmitted through the music. So not only when I was playing or when I was mixing, but also when I had the musicians come in, I was really careful to make sure that they were holding the intention of the song while they were playing. So it's always very cohesive. The energy is very cohesive on each one of the songs. And now I want to play a demo of the rockin' version of Unconditional Love. This is a interesting song with electric guitar and our instructor Sylvina singing out loud. And it builds up and breaks down. It's a 30-minute version, but this is just like a 5 or 6 minute demo. And it's interesting because whenever I play this, I'm always curious as to whether people think it's too much. And quite often, almost every time, people say, no, it's not too much. You know, there's some people that don't really like electric guitar, but the whole point here is to start with unconditional love, go down to a complete state of stillness and peace, and then take that peace and that love at that neutral point and bring it into power and just sing out with full power of love. That's really the main essence of this song. This song has really been helpful for people with Parkinson's. It's helped with a wide range of diseases. It's especially helped with anxiety attacks. So this is Unconditional Divine Love, the full love version. one thing about the music that I do is it's about, a lot about, being able to transition from active day-to-day busyness down to complete stillness. So most of the songs that I do end on a home note that fades out really slowly. Because when you have a note that fades really slowly, like a crystal bowl, then it syncs up the frequency, the last note, with the silence. And it leaves you in a place of peace with that note still humming in the air. It's like it just continues and hangs not only in the air, but hangs in your system. It's what we often do on the radio show here as well, is leave you with a certain frequency to be able to hold through eternity. So really work hard to make sure the endings are really ending and leaving you in that peaceful place. I just remember so many concerts, or occasionally in concerts, when I would go to a concert, the song would end and it was like this, nobody was breathing, you know, it was like, and there's this moment of peace, this place of perfect stillness, that when the sound ends, fades out slowly on the root key note of the song. It's just precious, just precious. It's really the whole thing about sound healing. It's leaving you in that really peaceful place. The next song I want to play is Enlightenment. This song is really about peace as well. And it's about just using the voice to create a peaceful atmosphere. And as in a lot of the songs, this song is created to the breath. So the tempo of the song is based on a really long in-breath and really long out-breath. So most of the music that I make is done this way, so you can really breathe with it. And even if you don't breathe with it, it's breathing with you. And I think when you have music that you can breathe really slowly to, it goes in deeper inside you. Okay. So this is Enlightenment. Enjoy. enlightenment. Next song that I have to play for you is Calm Sleep. I just did a presentation at a hospital in Stockton last week with 200 people. Most of them had cancer and various diseases. And, guys, you know, whenever anybody gets really a really bad disease, though, one of the biggest problems is to be able to sleep because it creates so much anxiety. And so, God, I ended up selling not all sleep, but I sold about 70 CDs. So if you know anybody that's really looking to sleep, this song you just heard has binaural beats and delta, which will entrain you into deep sleep. And it works really well. But this next song goes into deep delta. And it's really just the whole melodic structure of this song and chord progression is designed to really not activate you at all, to just really be calming. And so there's not a huge amount of information. It's just enough to lull you into that deep sleep. So this CD, you don't want to be, if you're driving in a car, you don't want to be playing this in the car. You could black out. Okay. So this is Calm Sleep. finish some guided meditations for pre-op, before surgery, that use a lot of the music here. And in the guided meditation, it's about doing affirmations and setting your intention that not only will every cell in your body respond perfectly to the anesthesia and to the surgery, but also every person in the surgery team will work together with love and light. And it's really, really cool. I wish when I'd done surgery years ago that I'd had something like this. We also have another CD with for surgery that uses binaural beats to help you remain under, and also has affirmations about having the surgery work perfectly for everyone, for yourself and for all of the people in the surgery team to work together with love and light all around. And then we have four CDs for recuperation after surgery. And there's even some movement ones to help you do a little bit of movement with sound while in the hospital bed. So if you know anybody that's going into surgery, these are, I really highly recommend these CDs. They're, it's a lot of this similar music and just some wonderful guided meditations done by a Qigong master who is also an anesthesiologist. So he knows the physiology of the body, and he walks you through various aspects of the body to be able to help heal in the best way possible. So thank you for listening. I wanted to share some of this music and see if there's any, you know, if we can just help bring you into a state of peace. And may you find whatever music you need for any moment, and whether that be music you're listening to or music you're making yourself. Remember, the simplest and easiest music you can do is to simply do Om. Om or Ah. So take that energy into the evening, into the weekend, to the week ahead. Hold this energy throughout the year. And may you hold this place where the sound ends and there's perfect presence and peace for lifetimes to come. Take care and love.